saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome in, everybody, to a breaking news live stream tonight here on Jacob Sports. I'm your host, Xander Krause. That's my co-host. He's not with me tonight. Johnny Mack will talk to him in the morning. But we got plenty of stuff to talk about today. A hat trick of trades for the Philadelphia Eagles. Another one just came down minutes ago. Will they keep going? They might. Two trades today involving offensive tackles, all right? A familiar name returns and a quarterback trade. How about that, everybody? So full disclosure, I've been out. I've had a great weekend with my family. So I wasn't at the computer at all. Wasn't working today. The Lord's Day, I took off today. And then bunch of stuff happens. I'm like, let me jump on live. Let me see what's going on in the ether, Eagles ether. And I came to a lot of news here. All right. So the most recent trade just happened minutes ago. All right. Darian Kennard traded to Green Bay in exchange for a 2027 sixth round pick. So guys, listen, and I'm going to get to the other trades as well. They bring back a guy, which we'll talk about, but I talked about after this preseason game and really for the last week, this offensive line depth is not as good as I thought it was. It appears Howie Roseman agrees. Darian Kennard is out. He gets sent to Green Bay for a 2027 sixth round draft pick. So that's pretty good. And then or a little bit earlier, around an hour ago, all right, I said a name was coming back. That name is Fred Johnson, the Eagles swing tackle from last year. He did come in and he had a good year last year. So I thought as a swing tackle. I was looking at this team this year. Who's our swing tackle? Kendall Lamb, I don't know. And they bring back Fred Johnson from the Jaguars. So they trade Fred Johnson back to the Eagles for a 2026 seventh round pick. So basically, they give up a 2026 seventh and bring in Fred. And then they trade Kendall Lamb, they trade Darian Kennard and bring back a 2027 sixth round pick. So kind of swap years on a six-round pick, not bad at all, and you bring back a good swing tackle in Fred Johnson. I mean, feels like a home run trade. Again, I just got back to the computer. I haven't dove into the details of it, but for an offensive line depth that looked a little bit shoddy, I mean, you swap six-round picks from 2026 to 2027, and you bring back a good swing tackle. I mean, wake up, everybody. That's a good trade. This is a team going for a Super Bowl. So I love that trade for Fred Johnson. I liked him as a player last year. He's not great in a role of a starter, but as a swing tackle, I think he's great. He also fit in really well with this team, which is obviously a great thing as well. And then the other move that was made today was Sam Howell was brought in, right? So I have to look up the details on the Sam Howell trade. Forgive my ignorance. I mentioned to you guys I was off the air. And Sam Howell got traded to the Philly. I thought that was a little interesting. The Eagles pick up Sam Howell and waive Dorian Thompson Robinson. So, look, we all watched that preseason game. I don't know what the speculation is out there about the Sam Howell trade, but for me, it's very simple. Quarterback three stinks, unfortunately. Kyle McCord and Dorian Thompson Robinson both not it, all right? They're not it for this year. And maybe Kyle McCord develops, maybe. Let's see. But for this year, not it as a quarterback three. Tanner McKee right now has a fractured thumb or whatever it is. If he's out week one, I don't think the Eagles want to go into that game with Kyle McCord on the bench. I think it's very simple. Bring in Sam Howell for that reason. And now you have a pretty decent backup quarterback when Tanner's out. And then a good quarterback three, maybe as a developmental player, as your emergency quarterback on the roster. So this team likes to keep good quarterbacks on the roster. I thought the Sam Howell trade was that. Again, I didn't read much into it. Maybe there's more to it. Maybe Tanner McKee's injury is a little worse than we're thinking, and he's going on IR. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. We'll have to talk to John about that in the morning on Birds 365. We'll be live from 8 to 10 a.m. on Birds 365 in the morning. Let me find the terms of the Sam Howell trade so that we can update that. All right. I want to figure out, was the Sam Howell move a trade? Yes. All right. Here it is. So the Eagles get Sam Howell and a 2026 sixth round pick. So another 2026 six. Maybe that's the sixth round pick they traded away to bring in Fred Johnson. We'll have to check that out. I'll have to ask John about that. Minnesota gets a 2026 fifth and a 2027 seventh. So basically today we swap sixth. We got a sixth and we traded a sixth. And then we brought back another sixth. And then we traded a fifth and a seventh. So we're basically out of draft pick. All right. And we brought in Sam Howell and Fred Johnson. Seems like this seems like good Howie moves. All right. This seems like good Howie moves to me. Again, this isn't an overreaction piece. This isn't to say, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl and winning it because of this. But this is good back end roster management by Howie Roseman. You know, you look at your roster, you look at your depth, you look at areas of concern, and you make moves to address it. You know, now the one interesting note that I'm reading here and just kind of looking through the Eagles' moves today, and they also waived, by the way, Lewis Seen. Speaking of it, no defensive moves today. No defensive moves today at all for the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, I don't really know what to make of that. I think the defense looks a little bit more shoddy. I did see a report that Patriots are shopping safety Kyle Duggar. I'm not sure if that's a guy who could fit in the system. I don't know the player well, but could be interesting. I mean, you know, no defensive trades today for this team, and I'm not really sure what to make of it. So three trades today. Sam Howell comes in, all right, a fifth. Sam Howell and a sixth comes in, a fifth and a seventh go out. Darian Kennard goes out. We bring back a sixth-round pick in 2027. And who do we trade? We traded for Fred Johnson and sent a sixth-round pick in 2026. So three trades today. And by the way, that's attached to a string of trades that the Eagles have made this week that we've obviously talked about extensively. All right, let me find the three string of trades that the Eagles have made. You know, remember the Mechie trade? They made Jakorian Bennett trade a couple of weeks ago. So the Eagles are making moves, man. The Eagles are not happy with the bottom of the roster. It's pretty clear. And they're trying to make moves to improve it. So we were going to see what else they have in store. If Howie's shaking and baking this much, something tells me he's going to keep going. All right, so they acquire Fred Johnson for a seventh. They acquire Sam Howell and a sixth from the Vikings for a fifth and a seventh. And they also acquire John Mechie and a sixth from the Texans for Harrison Bryant and a fifth. So Howie's kind of like using those back end picks to just like, yo, shake and bake, bring in better roster, bring in better depth, better players, cheap players that other teams don't want. Another man's trash is another man's treasure, baby. All right. So look, I think it's good. And you know, the other part of it is, and I don't think we should set expectations too high because Howie's operated a very specific way this offseason. I don't think any huge name is coming. And when you're not making huge moves and you're making minor incremental moves, these back-end roster spots, I think, are really where you want depth. This is what separates, I think, you know, some of the best teams from the teams that fall off, from the teams that don't, you know, can't withstand any injuries, from the teams that don't make it to the end of January. You know, look at the Lions last year. They were the best team in football. Injuries mounted up. Now, they had a lot of injuries, but still, you want depth. You want to be able to create optionality for your team and not put yourself in a position where you're do or die with any position, I think that is. And Sam Howell ensures that quarterback position with the McKee injury. And by the way, unfortunately, I'm not trying to – I don't want to – you know, kid's 22. I don't think his career's over, but Kyle McCord is not it. Dorian Thompson Robinson was already waived today. So they brought in the quarterback. No problem there. And then – who else watched the preseason games and said, all right, it's preseason, I'm not going to overreact, but hey, man, this offensive line depth is not that good. This offensive line depth is not that good. I thought that – excuse me, I might have to get up and get a drink. I'm going to have to get up and get a drink. I haven't been at the computer all day. I sat down, launched up the live stream, and I got 500 people watching. I love all you guys. Thank you, man. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it. Make sure you guys hit that like button, subscribe to the YouTube channel. For those who are new here, we cover the Eagles all year long, all day long, really, and all week long, each and every single day, each and every single week. So subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, drop your comments down below. All super chats go to the top. I will take some comments from the great people of Jacob Nation tonight. Thank you all. Brian Pumper says, Howie trolled, Z. MF for traded Kennard like he's not on a Super Bowl three-peat, SMH. Buddy just handed the Packers the chip. Keon White better be an Eagle. Ha ha! Pumper, you gotta be kidding me, Pump. You don't think Darian Kennard is leading us to a Super Bowl? Go, Pump! I love Brian Pumper. Kid is too funny. Kid is funny, man. HKP, love you, brother. Appreciate you, my guy. Big Dom says, Howie is cooking. Very underrated depth moves. Agreed, Big Dom. Look, I think there's an easy – Big Dom, the easy thing to say is this. Oh, who cares? It's depth. Oh, who cares? It's backup. Oh, who cares? Third-string quarterback. Who cares? Backup line, you know, lineman. No, because that's not how champions approach anything in life. And when you look around and you figure out what this team needs and where they are and
save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. And what they're trying to accomplish this year within the realm of how they can operate, meaning they can't sign huge contracts, they can't trade for big players because they're preparing for all the defensive contracts that are coming in the future and the offensive payroll that they're already paying. You know, these are the type of moves you may make to improve your chances at winning a Super Bowl. All right, so I like what they've done here. You get better offensive line depth. You get better quarterback depth. Now my question would be, are they done? Probably not, right? I mean, shit, Howie's probably going to address the defense at some point. I mean, he hasn't yet. Again, I mentioned that Kyle Duggar was out there. Anybody have intel on Kyle Duggar? Drop it in the chat below. I'd love to read it. I don't know much about the player, so we'll see. All right. A lot of moves today on a Sunday night. All right. A lot of moves today. A trio of trades for the Philadelphia Eagles. For those just checking in, I'll rattle off the trades to you one more time. All right. The Eagles traded for quarterback Sam Howell earlier today. They got back Sam Howell and a 6th-round draft pick, and they traded away a 5th and a 7th. All right. So basically a pick swap, 6 and 7 or 5 and 6, however you want to look at it, and then an additional late-round pick, and they get back Sam Howell. They trade for Fred Johnson. They trade a 6th-round pick to bring in Fred Johnson. And then they trade away Darian Kennard and gain back a future 6th-round pick in 2027. So three trades today for the Philadelphia Eagles we're 2 days out from roster cuts, the initial roster cuts where they're going to get down to 53. So you can tell they're obviously assessing the roster. They're looking at their weaknesses, their strengths, where they need to add people. And these are the moves they came up with today. Three trades, though. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. And I apologize. I didn't have more breaking news hits today, folks. You know, I was hanging out with my family. My beautiful niece was here. Man, she is beautiful. My niece is so beautiful. She really is. She's 3 months old. She's almost 4 months old. And she's perfection. She's absolute perfection. So she was here. I was hanging out with her. I was hanging out with my brother and his beautiful wife. My sisters were in town. My dad, my mom. We had the whole Krause affair this weekend. All right. So I'm pumped about that. It was a great weekend. And I wasn't around to do breaking news hits. But now I am. They leave and I'm ready. All right. That's how it goes. Lamar says, do better, Z. You're right, Lamar. Lamar, there's no time for excuses in life. Lamar, you can sit here and make fucking excuses in life, or you can attack. Come on, Lamar. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. Brian says, how are we trying to make up for the team move off season? Well, Pump, I mean, I think when you have the philosophy that they have, and I know you're probably trolling, but I think there's a real point that you're making that can also be addressed in a realistic sense of when you are going to approach it the way they have, and when you're in the circumstance that you're in, offense making what they're making, defensive contracts coming up, you know, like they're coming up. All right. We're not going to sign the biggest name every year. And by the way, the biggest names that you sign aren't always the make or break. I mean, look at what we said. The biggest name we signed last year on defense was the biggest bust, and the smallest name we signed on defense was our biggest success. All right? I mean, we signed Bryce Huff a year ago, and we got the big name guy. Woo, you check the box of the big name. The guy sucked. And then we signed Zach Bond for $3 million. Guy's a first-team All-Pro. Like, when you're operating like the Eagles are operating, there's a way to do it successfully. Now, will it be as splashy and as beautiful? No, it won't. It won't be as splashy. It won't be as fun. It won't be as entertaining. All those different things. But there's a way to do it successfully. There's a way to improve your roster in incremental ways that don't break the bank and that give you more, that increase your odds. John always talks about odds, you know. You increase your odds. And I think the Eagles have done that. So, I have no problem because I understand where they are. We all know what the offense is making. And we all know the amount of good players on defense that we're going to be paying soon. I mean, Jalen Carter is about to make what, $36 million a year? Nolan Smith, if he gets paid, are we paying him? Are we paying Quinion and Cooper? You know, we're already paying Zach Bond. You know, Jordan Davis is ready, going to get a deal. We're, you know, Moro Ojomo is coming up the pipeline. You know, I mean, look, Reed Blankenship's right out there. You know, we have to be prepared for what's to come. You know, the one thing I love that John always talks about is football coaches are trying to win today. GMs are trying to win today with an eye on the future. It's just what you got to do, you know. And as a fan, I try and look at it that way as well because I'm a fan for life, man. I'm not a fan for season, you know. I'm a fan for the long haul. If you're alive in 5 years, I assume each and every one of you are going to be watching the Eagles. Now, you're not going to get to a point in your life where you're like, oh, the Eagles are on. I'm not going to watch them anymore. Nobody does that. Nobody does that. All right, we're all going to be fans for life. We're all going to watch this team until the day we perish and leave this earth. All right? So I try and view it like Howie. You know, you got to have an eye on the now and an eye on the future. And I think I have that. I try and have that. And Howie obviously has it. And he's operating in a good way. So I love the moves he made today. A couple back-end picks to improve the depth. Come on, man. It's good stuff. That's good stuff. And, you know, again, I don't want to bash too many players, bro, but the backup offensive linemen were not doing it for me. They were not doing it for me at all this summer, this training camp and the preseason. I did not think they looked good. I mean, it's the first thing I said on the postgame show. We had our boring-ass postgame show on Friday because that game was such a snooze fest, unfortunately. You know, and I'm like, holy crap, Kyle McCord's not ready to play, and our backup offensive line ain't that good. All right? So that was my takeaways and Howie improved it. So big shout out to Howie, man. Good job by Howie today. Let's see, man. Does anybody think a defensive move is coming? Does anybody think a defensive move is coming? I think a defensive move could be coming. Jason 18, my guy, checking in. What's up, brother? Jacob Legend member, one of our longest standing Legend member. Thank you, 18. Same Z, and Howell is sick too. Yo, Jason, I love the Howell move, and I didn't see it. I saw one dude on Twitter, like, oh, does this mean McKee's cooked? Does this mean they're trading McKee? I mean, I guess anything is possible, right? I mean, I'm not going to rule anything out because you never know what Howie's going to do. But I think that injury to his thumb is probably going to stick around a little bit, maybe for 3-4 weeks. I think that's realistic to think that could be possible, you know? So maybe that sticks around for 3-4 weeks, and now you've added let me look up Sam Howell's career stats because I feel like this guy's played a lot of games. I mean, let's look up his career stats. All right. Because I feel like he's played a lot. Remember, God, who remembers when he played in Washington and we went to double overtime, man? Who remembers Sammy Howell took us to double overtime? Or was it single overtime? I don't remember. I remember it was overtime. All right. So he played he played a full season. He played in 17 games in 2023 with 3,946 passing yards. Now, I'm not trying to be a jerk off, but that's more yards than our star quarterback has ever thrown in a year. Again, that's not a criticism on Jalen Hurts. It's just to show you, hey, man, this guy has at least some pedigree that you can put on your bench, and if you need him to win a football game, you know that he's competent enough to do it. Enough to do it. So let's pull up the Sam Howell stats and review. All right? Let's pull them up. Michael Stern checking in. I've been an Eagles fan since 58. I'm a fan for life. Michael, I love it, brother. I appreciate it, and I am too. I was born in 98, all right, so not quite 58, but I was born in 1998, and I will be a fan until I leave this earth, as I said. All right, here we go. This is Sam Howell's career stats. Let's check him out. Appreciate Stern, Michael Stern, for the comment. I'll get to all the Super Chats, guys. Bear with me. I'll get there. All right, 22, one game played, 11 attempts, 11 completions on 19 attempts, 169 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Not much there, folks. 2023, 17 games played, 388 completions on 612 attempts, a 63.4% completion percentage, 3,946 yards. That's a pretty good number, folks. 21 touchdowns and 21 picks. So, okay. 21 touchdowns, 21 picks. That sounds a little Jameis Winston to me. All right. And then 65 sacks. Dude, he took 65 sacks in 2023. Am I reading that wrong? Is that as egregious as it sounds? How many sacks did Jalen Hurts take last year? How many stats did my boy Jalen Hurts take last year? How many sacks did he have last year? Jalen Hurts last year had 38 sacks, tied for his most in his career. Dude, 65 sacks. That must have been the worst offensive line in the world. All right, 65 sacks is brutal. And then last year, only 3 games played, 5 completions on 14 attempts. So basically nothing. So look, 2023 is not bad, man. Not bad. I mean, it's not great numbers. But Lamar, it's not about the – I mean, look, the body of work is not it, but he's a second and third string guy, dude. Like, he's got experience. He's got experience. So I think that's good. I don't know, Lamar. I remember this. Ready? I remember the Philadelphia Eagles playing a lowly Washington team. I think this was 2 seasons ago. Yeah, 2023. Playing a lowly Washington team. Coming off when they won the NFC the year prior, and they were in overtime with this kid. Hey, Lamar, did you watch that game? I'm sure you did, all right? That's how I know Sam Howell as it stands today, all right? That's a guy who can win a game if we need him to, all right? All right? I'd like to look at that 2023 year. Let's look at that game. Eagles versus Commanders. 2023 overtime. Let's see which game that was. Yep, 34-31. We won in overtime. Sam Howell was 29 of 41 for 290 yards. Let's pull up the screen so you guys can see what I'm talking about. Let's pull it up. Here we go. Look, this is the game. Oh, nice Phillies ad. Sam Howell. Here it is. 34-31. All right. Washington mounted a fourth quarter comeback with 14 fourth quarter points, and then we won in overtime. Jalen Hurts was 25 of 37 for 319 and 2 touchdowns. Pretty good game for Jalen there. And Sam Howell was 29 of 41 for 290 and a tutty. A.J. Brown had 9 catches for 175 yards and 2 touchdowns. God, A.J. Brown is good, man. A.J. Brown is good. So there you go. That's the game. I knew it happened. I knew it wasn't a figment of my imagination. All right. All right, so the Eagles make some moves. Let's go to some comments. Appreciate all you guys being here, by the way. I mentioned it earlier. Hit that like button, everybody. Subscribe to the channel if you're new. We cover the Birds each and every single day. We'll be live again 8 a.m., 8 to 10 a.m. on Birds 365. We'll get a neutral, pragmatic John McMullen take in the morning, okay? Fly Eagles Fly says, need Jen Slay back. She can bring her husband, too. Well, Fly Eagles, I guess her banana pudding was supposedly good, but I miss Slay a little bit more than I miss Jen. Sorry, Fly. Not the shit on your parade, but I'll take the corner. The wife, I don't know what she does for us for winning football games, but I do believe that good wives go a long way in making a successful man more successful. All right? My woman is a testament to that as well. HKP says, I don't know if Howie is done cooking yet, Big Z. HKP, I don't think he's done it all. I don't think he's done it all, my boy. Come on, man. Howie's never done, my brother. Howie is never done. All right? Howie's never done. So we'll see. The question would be, how big would they go on defense? I don't know. Like, you see the moves they've made on offense. Now, we all admit they don't really need a big name on offense. All right? I mean, John Metchie was a bigger name than I was expecting on offense. So they bring in a tackle. They bring in Metchie. Interesting from that perspective. We'll see what they end up doing there, HKP. Appreciate the super. JJ5 checking in. Appreciate everybody, by the way. Good crowd tonight, man, on a Sunday night. How about that? Good crowd on a Sunday night. Appreciate everybody for being here. We have to grab a corner, Z. Well, J5, I don't disagree, but my question is, where are we looking? Like, what? Because we already traded for Jakorian. Do you think Howie would double up with a move like that, or would you maybe make a more significant move because you already kind of made a Jacorian-sized move, and it wasn't really – well, I don't know. Maybe, look, I don't think we can write Jacorian Bennett off yet. All right, I don't think we can write him off yet, but we'll see. Pumper sounding like Johnny Mack. He says, I'm not worried about the secondary. We need an edge rusher badly. Well, the edge rushing room is definitely thin. I mean, you know, we're all relying on Jalix Hunt, who I'm very confident in, and Nolan Smith, who I have high hopes on, but I'm concerned about his injuries. You know, we basically, at the very least, need them to be great, which is already something that is not a guarantee. It's a potential, right? It's something that hasn't happened yet. And then we need the depth players to play well. And that's like a big if. So we kind of have like a lot of question marks at that room. Sean says, Xander, I'd rather have a decent edge rusher than a corner. All right, drop it in the chat right now. Let's pull this up. Let's pull this up. Let me put a poll in the chat right now. Corner, safety, edge rusher. Corner, safety, edge rusher. How do I do a dang poll over here? Start a poll. Biggest Eagles need. All right, ready? CB, safety, defensive end. Start. All right, let's see what the poll gets. All right, drop your comments down below. Let me know why you think each position. I happen to think it's edge because I have a weird belief that McCoob is going to be a good player. Now, I'm a little concerned about the size and how much he holds up. Can he last for 17 games, 20 games, 21 games, 22? You know what I mean? Like, that's a big ass, my man. That's a big ass. He's a smaller dude. Hasn't quite grown into his NFL-sized body yet. I think he's going to be a good player. I don't know, though. And then Odori, while I know he doesn't necessarily inspire confidence, I don't think he's going to be the back-breaking corner that you can't afford to have. You know, he doesn't play out of position. He might not be sticky in coverage, but he's not going to get beat at the 60-yarder that much. You know, probably going to stay shallow and let him. They might have a completion deep, but they'll push him out of bounds, and we'll live to see another down, you know? So with the edge rushers, I think you really could use some depth there, man. You really could use some depth. Let me check the poll. What's the poll up? Cornerback and defensive end are dominating the poll so far. Cornerback's in the lead by 49%, 50% now. Ends at 39%. Safety's at 11%. So everybody feels better about the safety. All right, everybody feels a little bit better about the safety. I don't know. See, the problem with both of these positions right now is like, can we be realistic? I want to live in realistic land. Please don't sell me a pile of bullshit. All right. Don't sell me a pile of dog water. All right. I don't want to hear it. Who are realistic trade options? What is a realistic name that could be brought in at this phase of the offseason that would improve our team? And remember, guys, it's late. Training camp's done. There's no more acclimation period. You know, I don't know, Kyle Duggar, they're shopping him. I'm sure he's making a good amount of money. I don't know if he's a realistic option. At corner, you've already made a Jacorian Bennett trade. How big are you trying to go? You know, I see Eduardo. I've seen that name a couple different spots. Trayvon Walker? Feels too big, dude. Feels too big. Trayvon Walker was the first overall pick 2 or 3 years ago. He's going to have a fifth-year option, which I think was picked up already by the Jags. And then he's probably going to want a contract on top of it. All right? So, I don't know. Asante Jr. pending a physical. Not bad, man. Not bad. Black Truck says, dog water piles up. Black Truck, when you're Big Z, you can say whatever the fuck you want. All right, dude? Corner from the Browns. Oh, please don't tell me you're talking about Denzel Ward. That kid is a fucking stud. I would love him, but that's too big of a name, bro. I don't know if that's who you mean. Paul says Kyle Duggar earns $18 million a season with two years. Yeah, it's way too rich. Agreed, Paul. Agreed. Too rich. Not realistic at this point. No needle movers. I agree. Timothy, I've been saying this about Asante Samuel for a year and a half. People wanted this guy last summer, too. Are you crazy? Asante Samuel Jr. can't tackle and he gives up big plays. Hence why he's still on the street. He's right. Guy can't tackle, dude. He can't. Now, Timothy, problem is, Jacorian Bennett can't tackle either. He had one of the worst missed tackle percentages in the NFL. All right? Big Dom checks him in a super chat. What's up, Big Dom? Thank you, brother, for the support tonight. Big Dom, I like that profile picture. He's got the Eagle jersey on, and he's flexing. Let's go, Big Dom. If we lose Reed to injury, safety is cooked. Tough. You're not wrong. Probably have what? You probably have Sidney Brown and Makuba. Ooh, guys, I don't love that. But Reed's been pretty steady, man. Reed's been pretty steady. Shred says, go get Gilmore and then trade for an edge. I don't hate Gilmore, man. I know he's old. Raging's right. He's like 90. Raging says Gilmore's like 90 years old. Mikey, I kind of like Gilmore because at the very least he could be like a, I don't know, like remember how much time did Slay miss last year? I felt like every game at one point Slay was coming out, you know? Felt like every game Slay was coming out. So I'm not really sure what, you know, I like him, but I don't know how much he would improve. Here's Brian Pumper. What's up, Pump? Appreciate you, man. J5, I'll get to your $10. Thank you for that, brother. Appreciate you. Brian Pump says, it's easier to bring in an edge and acclimate vice versa cornerback. Keon White would be perfect because he can play both DE and DT. That's an interesting name, actually. That's an interesting name by Brian Pumper. Let's look up Keon White and what he could do. We're all over this Patriots roster, though, aren't we? DN, he's 26 years old, Pump. 6'5", 285. Not bad. That's not bad. You're right. Kind of a hybrid type of player. All right. He's not a rookie, though, is he? No. He's a 2023 second-round pick. All right. 2023 second-round pick. And 23 at 16 games played, one sack. And then last year he had 5 sacks. Not a bad name, Pum. 17 games played last year, 56 total tackles, 31 solos, 5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 5 pass deflection. That's not bad at all, man. That's not bad on Keon White. Pump, that's nice. Pumper, I kind of like that name. Now, I don't know if they're shopping him or anything. I don't know much about him. So if it's not an option, then just rule it out. But I don't dislike the name Brian brings up. J5, what's up, brother? If we get a solid number 2 corner, I would feel good about our depth at that position. What if Q has to miss some time, knocking on wood? Well, look, if Q misses time, brother, I'm going to say this. We're about to get torched for however long he's out. Seriously, I feel so good about Quinyon Mitchell. It's crazy. Almost to the point where he's like becoming, if you lose him, man, we're going to be in bad shape. And then you add in the corner, you know, the corner dilemma that we have. What would they do if they lost Q? Probably kick Coop to the outside. Probably use a Dory on the outside. And then, I don't know, maybe a Mac McWilliams in the slot. I don't know. I don't know what they would do there, J5. A solid number. I agree with that. A solid corner would help a lot. All right. I did see people talking about Shiloh Sanders. Guys, I think unfortunately, I did see that on my Twitter feed when I got in bed last night. Like, let me load up Twitter, make sure I didn't miss anything crazy today. I love getting off my phone sometimes on the weekend, especially with the season coming up and gearing up for a big season. Shiloh Sanders gets ejected from his preseason game for punching somebody. I'm like, oh, lovely. Oh, good. Shiloh, nice. Good job, brother. Yeah, give me a sec. I got to grab a drink, guys. I got to grab a drink. 2 seconds. What do we got, man? I'm low on drinks. You know what that means. I got to make a drink run. Not an alcoholic drink, folks. I drink seltzers and all sorts. I got a Spindrift here. Free promo for Spindrift. All right. Who's the kind of person that keeps their fridge loaded with drinks? I need drinks, man. I like drinks. Fresh water. I got to have fresh water. Got to have seltzers. I like drinks, not sugary drinks, not sodas and shit. The only sodas I would drink is like the new age healthy ones, like Olipops and Poppies and shit. I don't like this one, Island Punch. It's kind of gnarly. Slager says, "F is Spindrift." It's pretty good. It's just seltzer, and it's flavored with actual fruit instead of like fake flavoring. Like, if you ever see like natural flavors on a. It's like nasty-ass chemicals. I can't drink the chemicals, man. I can't drink the chemicals. I filter my water. Sam, we do the reverse osmosis or whatever the heck it's called. All right, guys. Great show tonight, man. Good stuff. 3 trades today. Did the Eagles – let me check. They've been shaking and baking. Let me make sure they didn't do any other trades while I'm here. We'll recap the three trades one more time, and then we'll get out of Dodge. All right, appreciate all of you guys for being here tonight, by the way. Any other super chats I get, I will read, as always, as I always do. Hit the like button, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thanks for being here, and appreciate each and every single one of you. So most recently, Darian Kennard traded out of the Eagles to the Green Bay Packers. They get back what? A sixth-round pick, a 2027 sixth-round pick. Okay? So that's what the Eagles trade away Darian Kennard for. Earlier today, they bring back offensive tackle Fred Johnson, my favorite move of the day. Okay? They get Fred Johnson and a sixth-round pick, and they give up a fifth and a seventh-round pick. All right, so that's the second trade of the day. And then earlier today, I messed that up. Yes, sorry. They didn't give up a fifth and a seventh for Fred. Sorry, that was for Howell. The Fred Johnson pick, they just traded a seventh-round pick. That's it. They traded a seventh-round pick and got back Fred Johnson. So good trade there. Great trade. And then the Howell pick, they got Sam Howell and a sixth, and they gave up a fifth and a seventh. So Darian Kennard for a sixth, Fred Johnson for a seventh, Sam Howell and a sixth for a fifth and a seventh. So again, using those back end picks, using those those late round picks that we've stacked up. We have a lot of them, by the way, if you're the Eagles. All right. Get rid of them. Bring in better depth, better offensive line depth, better quarterback depth. I like these moves. I think they're good moves. You know, again, when you operate within the realm we're operating in, there's a way to do it successfully and a way to do it where it doesn't mean jack. I think depth is the right thing. Mills checks in. What's up, man? Trade just in. A.J. Brown for Trayvon Diggs. Yeah, that would never happen, Mills. Mills, that is such a shitty trade. Your troll isn't even believable. And $2 is too cheap of a price to pay for that crappy-ass troll. You'd need Trayvon Diggs and 2 1s. Trayvon Diggs for A.J. Brown, please. Please, Mills. Mills, please save it. Fucking Trayvon. I'll give you Trayvon Diggs for A.J. Brown. Yeah, how about Trayvon Diggs and 3 1s? Okay. Fucking Trayvon Diggs. Come on, man. I'm a Bama guy. I don't even want Trayvon Diggs. I'm out on that. I know Mills is a Cowboy fan, though. Mills, I remember you, Mills. You can't troll me, bro. I remember you, Mills. You show up around this time every year because it's the only time of the year the Cowboys are still alive. Yeah, who saw Dan Cilio's rant on the channel the other day about the Cowboys? It was electric. It was absolutely stone cold electric, okay? Diggs, Trayvon his ass. I know. He's not that good, man. If Howie did that, we'd have to egg his house. Yeah, Howie would never do that. HKP. We don't have those worries in Philadelphia. That's a Jerry Jones type of trade. SMD says, nice hat. Thanks, SMD. You like it? I like your style, SMD. I feel like it's fitting. A little big for me. I think I need a smaller size, but I like it. I do like it. It's a new one, so thank you. Appreciate that. Tortyville checks in. Last edge rusher spot. Patrick Johnson or APR? Well, what they're going to probably do would be APR because he's a draft pick and he had that game in the preseason. But I think Patrick Johnson has earned it 2 years in a row, man. I feel like Johnson has earned it, but I'm not sure what they'll end up doing. I'm not sure. I mean, Tortyville, we were a couple days from finding out. If I had to guess, I'd probably guess APR. But I think Patrick Johnson would be the right player to go there. Okay. J5 again. Yo, J5, thank you for the support tonight, man. A few super chats from you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. He says, what do you guys think Vic is saying right now? In a passing league, corners are essential. Corner will be next, and we might trade someone we really like. Well, listen, they did make a move for Ja'Cory and Bennett. That doesn't mean they're done. Doesn't mean they're done, but doesn't mean they're done. But let's see. Let's see what they do. Josh says, I'm going to take his suggestion about the wild turkey. I don't know what I said about the wild turkey. All right. Bruce Banner says, that hat makes you look like you rap about Bruce, your opinion of me means nothing. Enjoy it. I hope you live with it, sleep with it, dream about it, think about it when you wake up in the morning, pray on it when you go to bed at night. Dream of it each and every single day. Think of it when you clock in at work. Think of it when you clock out. Think of it when you put your car in a drive in a reverse. I know you love me, Bruce. I know you love me, Bruce. Come on, Brucey. I know you love me, Brucey. All right. Love all you guys. Thanks for being here tonight. Great show and good trades for Howie today to improve the depth of the football team. Good stuff, Howie Roseman. We'll be live in 11 hours at 8 a.m. on Birds 365. Love all you guys. See you next time.
EAGLES. Eagles.